Ambrose, congratulations. Hard fought win, but Connemara taking home the Junior Cup again.
Yeah, yeah. It really was a hard fought win because everything that Dunmore threw at us, we managed. But I think conditions on today is testament to how the two teams played. Kind of our skill set in the second half in particular, I think, led us to kind of dominate parts of that, which helped us just quell their momentum. So really happy with that. We had a big focus defensively on what the threats they were bringing at us, and just can't be more proud of the lads. You know, Shane Sweeney putting himself in front there. They went down his channel continuously, and he put himself in front all day long, and everyone did, but particularly they went after Shane into that zone. So really, really happy with that from that defensive perspective. And we got our last try off that defensive effort. You know, continuous sets, building phase off that, knocking them down. So yeah, really, really delighted. Actually, really delighted. They're inside there enjoying themselves now. So, and well deserved.
Oh, absolutely deserved. They were, you know, everything they did today was top drawer, and their defensive effort. You know, Dunmore had their opportunities, but it was like running into a brick wall. I mean, Connemara were just there to make the tackles, made the right decisions. It was a proper hard game, but you were very impressive.
Yeah, we focus an awful lot on our defensive perspective, and that has paid dividends for us. As we spoke about before, William, they have a lot of weapons in that Dunmore back line in particular, the 12, 13, their captain, and back row is very, very tidy, and we just managed them at the breakdown. They went hard after our breakdown today, so the drills we did during the week worked, and the lads produced it on the day, which is all that you can ask for. So I don't know if I'll be let into Dunmore, considering my wife's grandfather is from Dunmore. He's a Graney out there, Martin Graney, so I don't know if I'll be welcome out in the mother-in-law's house for a little while, but we'll let them quell for a little bit and see how we go. But in relation to Dunmore and what they've achieved, that's a huge step in the right direction for them. And Connemara have been there before and have lost. We were here before 3 weeks ago and we've lost, so it takes sometimes to lose one to win one, and that's a massive step. Their structures, their underage, everything in relation to Dunmore is really, really positive. So tested them today, and testament to Connemara and how they defended them.
Yeah, Dunmore were impressive at times, but I was just struck by how hard Connemara worked and how clever they were, how many of the good decisions they made, and that really is testament to good coaching, but also players who have faith in the system and each other.
Yeah, Ian Staunton got sin bin there just after their line break, which is probably their only major line break in the game in the first half, and he went for an intercept pass and knocked it on. You're down to 14 men. The discipline to leave the breakdown alone and not get edgy and stay cool, calm and collected, I think that's testament to the lads, you know. And something that we spoke about is just not panicking. There will be moments about managing that moment and get yourself back on, find a positive. And there was times when we took multiple penalties and they come up the pitch. That happens sometimes, but they gather themselves close to the line, which is the most important thing, to gather themselves when it needs to.
Is that your season finished, or do you have any more games to play?
That's us now for the season, and one cup in the bag, which is a good result for them, you know. Delighted. Pity we couldn't get two, but listen, that's what drives you, isn't it? It's not the wins you remember, it's often the losses. So we'll enjoy tonight, and the lads will enjoy the journey home, I'm sure. And we'll go again.